Well, just like amateur radio has the ARRL and a couple other organizations to help fight some of this stuff, the 3D printing industry and users don't have a lot of support. And that's where something needs to come into play. They need to have a support system there to help lobby and fight for this stuff. I know there's like Maker's World and a few other Maker Faire and Make Magazine and a few others out there. But, yeah, so there really needs to get something organized and support fighting that battle. Otherwise, it's losing proposition because someone else is getting money in their pockets, and that's why they're pushing this thing ahead. They don't understand what they're doing, but they're getting money in their pockets. That's all that matters. KCVOA.
KC8YVF, exactly it. You've got too small a community. And again, you're one-off people, somebody in their basement or somebody here, somebody there. Until you have some large corporation or something that says, hey, you know, you're going to screw things up for a lot of industries, you know, not only for the hobbyists and the makers and, you know, kids in school and all of this stuff, but you're going to screw things up for businesses and that too. So, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have that, and that's where the ARRL comes in. And I know a lot of people no longer belong to it, but I still support it just for that reason.